The case filed with the City of Urbana's Human Relations Division is the first known use of the city's 27-year-old non-discrimination law based on sexual orientation. Lynn Sprout says she took time off from Carl Foundation Hospital to care for her partner of 18 years, Linda Shervinsky, after she developed a fatal liver disease. Sprout claims during that time and after Shervinsky died, Carl challenged her and finally let her go last March after 15 years, claiming her head wasn't in her job. Sprout says she wasn't considered a family member of her partner, so she had to take vacation time, and at one point even used time donated by colleagues at work.
I had a right to be there for her. I had a right to be there for my children. I had a right to get her home and bury her. I had a right to grieve, and I have a right to be a pediatric nurse. And it's like Carl's telling me I don't have those rights. And I want them to say that, yes, I do, and so does everyone else. This is about, isn't about gay or lesbian rights. This is about human rights.
In a short written release, Carl denies Sprout's charges and says it values diversity in its employees. Carl officials wouldn't comment on tape, but they say their family leave policies correspond with federal law. Urbana's Human Relations Director, Vasilia Clark, is collecting information on the case and wouldn't comment. I'm Tom Rogers, AM 580 News.